So I want us to understand something that I think a lot of us, and that I see a lot of us in business or who are attempting to become business owners fail to realize. And that thing is that we are all salespeople. And once we understand that, we'll be able to move past the barriers that we set up by determining or declaring that we don't want to be salespeople. I went to a network meeting, and one of the speakers, he has a book called Everybody's in Sales. And that was so profound to me because it hit home to everything I ever thought about. And it helped me free me from the things that, that other people used to try to say, well, I don't want to be salesy and I don't want to be, and in that freeing, it allows you to look at the big picture, right? And so let me break down how everybody is in sales. If you are going to an interview and you are pitching or selling yourself to the interviewer so that they can hire you. So, or another example, very basic, you know, everybody who dates does this. You're going out and you're selling yourself to the person in front of you so that they like you. So when I say that everyone is in sales, I literally mean everyone, even children. Every day they are selling themselves so that they can get the next toy or a pack of cookies or a sucker's gum, whatever they're looking, trying to get. You'll see them put on a show for you in order to get you to think, oh, that's so cute. Here you go. We as people are always selling the good attributes of ourselves to others. And once we get to that mindset where selling is no longer a bad thing, we can make money. We can move, we can make movements go faster, go further. And once we get to that place where we're making money, we're getting into that highest and best. And so highest and best is, what's the best use of my time with the highest ROI? There was a prospect of mine who kept mentioning ROI, and they didn't understand what the value of selling oneself could produce an ROI. They didn't want to exasperate their audience by selling themselves too often, even though they hadn't sold themselves at all. And what I want us to understand is you cannot oversell a hot or warm market. The reason why you can't do that is because a hot market is people that are fully engaged with you. They're on your page, they go to your events, they chat with you, they tell you how much they love you. This is your target. That's not even your target audience. That is your audience. You already acquired them. A warm market is who you target because they've shown interest in you. You cannot oversell them because they want to be sold. They're just looking for the right person with the right message and the right plan for them. So I want you to get that out of your head. Stop it. Stop thinking like that. Stop trying to hold yourself back with this foolish, I'm not a salesperson thing. Get it out. Stop it. You're a salesperson. Everyone's a salesperson. The pastor, the child, the mom, the dad, aunt, uncle, single woman, single man, we're all salespeople. Check my link down below. I have a link to the author who wrote the book, Everybody's in Sales. And start to think about how you're in your daily life selling yourself, or how you're selling yourself short by not selling. We'll get into a little bit more of what the next step would be once you realize that you are in sales. What's the next step for you? It's not for you to go out and do everything. It's to do that one thing well, highest and best. I want y'all to focus on that, highest and best. What's the highest and best use of your time, energy, and your skill set? All right, guys, thanks for listening. This is my 2 minute, 3 minute, 4 minute, I don't even know how many minutes we talked, spiel about why everybody's in sales.
Peace.